got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
R&B money. We up. Tank. Jay Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? My name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B. It's one of those days.
Yeah.
We got somebody in the building that has been doing it.
Yeah.
Been doing it.
High level.
High level. Mm-hmm. High level. Not just in one space. Not just in one area. As I say from the DMV and all areas of this thing, was we trying to teach you artists to be able to do it all so that your creativity is in the palm of your hands. You control your own destiny. She's going to be around for a long time.
That was a great use of words.
She's making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
bring it
give
on.
It up.
Bring it on.
For Money Law. Give it up. Give it up.
That was very good.
City shit.
That was amazing introduction.
You're doing it.
He's really good at that.
You're
really
doing it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being good at your craft, taking your craft seriously, perfecting it, and taking whatever time you've needed in whatever space you've been in to do it the right way. Success speaks to it, but as people who actually do it, we hear the difference. Outside of it being amazingly successful, It is rich in the hours that you've put in. Ooh, that was enough.
See what you did.
I didn't even mean to do
that.
That's the Lord. working through.
R&B money.
So thank you. Thank you.
Well, first, I have to tell this story before. I know you didn't ask for it. But this is a full circle moment for me because, I don't know if you remember this, there was a friends and family Grammy party years ago when I first came to L.A. Before I knew about stylists and makeup, and you know, I looked very country, right? I come in and I'm overwhelmed immediately. It's all these lights. I'm seeing, you know, people I recognize. I'm like, oh my God, you know.
Yeah.
And I walk to the back and you are standing there. And I just remember saying out loud, I don't feel like I'm supposed to be here. And you turned around immediately and was like, no. You put your hands on my shoulders like, you're supposed to be everywhere you are. And I just remember that. That stuck with me forever.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. And then I spent the rest of the night like joking and laughing, dancing with you guys. That was my first Hollywood party.
What year was that?
2008.
That's incredible. Yeah,
that's crazy.
A long time ago. I remember what I had on. I had on like this purple play. It was very ugly.
Wow. Like, we're going to pull up
super ugly outfit. I was like 19 or 20. It was very, you know, green. Didn't know anything. And that was my first experience in Hollywood.
Good thing you're not an asshole, bro.
No, but you know what it is, though? It's like, why be that?
There's no reason to be.
Why? You've always been the same. Every time I see you, even if like I'm just like in the corner, you know, being quiet in the room, because I know how to do that. A lot of people don't know how to just play that part. Mm-hmm. I've been in many rooms. You've always been the same.
I enjoy what I do. And I want the people around me, whether I know them or not, to have a good time, at least in that moment. Because all of this can get, as you're in this room, can get overwhelming. You know what I mean? And I learned that from Jamie Foxx, of always making sure people feel important, involved. You know what I mean? And so, you know, that's something I had to learn. You know what I mean? And wow, that is crazy.
Isn't that a trick? That's a trick to staying around for a long time is that you are kind and you make people feel warm and they always remember. I mean, I remember that.
People have to choose you sometimes in spite of, you know, your gift, right? And in spite of the records selling and the records playing and all these people showing. Sometimes it's like, you know what? I like them. Let's get them.
Yeah, that go a long way.
Goes a long, long. I have not always had the best record, chart-topping record, the million record sale first week. Oh, man, none of that. But I love people. And so if it's your daughter's birthday, call on FaceTime. I'm singing happy birthday. You know what I'm saying? If it's your grandma's birthday, I'm going to give her a lap dance. Like, it's all.
Okay, what? Grandma.
I mean, listen. What? Yeah, I do different things to make sure that this money keeps coming in. You understand what I'm saying? Book me at. Okay, I'm just playing. Anyway, first of all, shout out to you. Thank you for coming through. Thank you for rolling through. I know you are busy. I know this.
But we make time.
Because I know the people you know. And I know you're busy.
I mean, it's R&B.
I'm happy you're busy, though.
Yeah. I could not miss being a part of this. You know, it's important culturally.
Look at us being part of the culture.
Yeah.
Look at this shit.
Oh, girl.
Yeah, you're creating a space for R&B to, like, flourish.
And we're going to keep growing it with your help. And so, you know, what we love to do here is we're about the origin. We're about the beginning. We're about the moment where someone said to you, baby, you got some. Or you realize yourself in awakening at a moment like, this could be something.
Yeah, take us back to Florida. Come on, let's go back to Florida.
What's going on back?
Let's go back to the South.
I don't know. I think I had like a moment. Everybody in my family, my mom can sing. You know, it's a very musical household. So I didn't realize that it wasn't normal.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I think I still have challenges with that sometimes. Just being like, oh, it's nothing, you know? But it was always singing. It was like we used to have singing competitions. I didn't have a choice. I had to sing at the funerals, the weddings, the, you know, anthem at the basketball games, at the whatever. My mom used to always volunteer me.
You were being prepared for your moment.
Yeah.
That's a nice way of. That's a very nice way of looking at it. I used to hate it.
Right.
Just being honest, I didn't like it. You know, if you're from the South, you know, as you come to church on Sunday, you're going to get that look.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Come on up here.
Get onto the mic.
I was very sheltered, so I didn't get to do nothing. I couldn't go, like, past the mailbox. So it's like you have the alarm. It's like, doo-doo, when you open the door. Who is
past
that?
Past the mailbox.
Yes. Could not go out the yard. So I didn't go anywhere. Couldn't do nothing. So I was reading. I was in my room with my little Casio. I was composition notebook, writing songs. And that's what I did as a kid. And so when I finally did leave, or no, what happened was the internet. The internet happened.
Love the internet.
And I started uploading videos of myself singing on YouTube. 2004 was the first one. And I developed a following from 2004 to 2006. And blew up on the internet before it was a thing.
So did you start to find an algorithm in a sense? Or were you just like, I'm just going to post right now? Or did you start having like, this is, okay, I'm going to post at 2 o'clock.
Algorithm didn't exist. You know
then. What I mean?
It wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
but
it literally
I'm saying,
didn't. You could make, literally I like sent an email to YouTube and made my video go viral. Like it didn't exist.
It was not a thing.
What you mean?
Are you sent YouTube an email?
Yes.
Okay.
I sang the dictionary. I sang the first 5 pages. Like, aardvark, Aaron, A-B-A-B, Abba. Like, literally. And I started getting some traction. A couple 100,000 views. So I sent an email. Went to the bottom where it says, like, contact.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, that you have to dig to find that now, today. Probably doesn't even exist anymore. But I went, found an email, and pretended to be my assistant. And was like, there's this girl, da 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 da. You know, she sang the dictionary. You should put it on the front page. And this is back when YouTube used to have 10 videos. That was the front page of YouTube.
Right. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then I woke up the next day, it was on there.
Off that email.
Mm-hmm. It was that easy back then.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't, you know, it wasn't a thing. Like influencer, viral, that was not a thing. It was just, you know, word of mouth, just like we in this room right now. Oh, have you seen that video?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next room you go in, you show that room. You know, that's how things got spread back then. So I started uploading videos of me singing. And
people start taking to it.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a thing where that response said to you that, you know, oh, well, I could be an R&B superstar?
No.
Or did
I mean, remember, I couldn't go outside.
You still couldn't go outside?
No.
She told you she was in her
I
damn
didn't know
room.
If it was the same time frame.
I moved out of my parents' house when I was 19. I graduated high school at 17. Moved out when I was 19. So for those 2 years, 2004, 2006 to 2008, when I first came out here, so 4 years, the internet was my friends. Like I would upload videos and I would literally make friends with the people who would leave comments. I still talk to some of them today.
You really couldn't go outside.
So was there a reason for that?
Church.
No, I think my mama knew what she was doing when she was younger. I don't know, mama. I'm just saying.
What, were they heavy in the church?
No.
No.
Okay. My mama was just very strict. Like she was like, you're not about to go outside and bring home no babies. And
yeah, I've heard Family Tree. I've heard the song. I've heard it.
Oh, God.
I heard it. We ain't got to get into it, but I heard it.
She just was very protective. And then also, my stepdad is a police officer, so it's like,
you come from the police, too? Oh, yeah, yeah. You're not knocking on that door. You're not knocking on that door.
Yeah, I couldn't do nothing. They literally, when I went to prom, my mom was in the passenger, my dad was in the driver's seat. They drove me to the door. Opened the door. My dad got out, opened the door. When they came and picked me up, took me to IHOP, Cam got me from IHOP, took me and my date home. My date tried to bend down to give me a kiss. My dad was like, like, it was that. Couldn't do nothing.
Go catch these hands. Little nigga.
You get these hot ones.
Sound like me. Like me and my daughter. Listen, I'm with all that.
Very sheltered. So, no idea. Absolutely.
So you're just... You're just looking for an outlet, mm-hmm. and some type of connection to the outside world.
That was exactly what it was. It was my little secret
thing.
I mean, my best friend at the time, he's a twin. And so, and his brother is a pastor. So it's like, he used to come to me and be like, Priscilla, it's really embarrassing. You know, you're online singing and people come up to me and be like, your friend post videos, you know. It was a thing, like my own little secret identity, I guess. And my friends didn't like it.
You said your friends didn't like it?
Mm-mm. Because I was popular on the internet.
Were you making money?
No.
Because YouTube wasn't monetizing.
They weren't paying. Ah. No, I had about 15 million streams.
Oh, so this is just for the love at this point.
I mean, nobody knew. In 2006, that the internet, so much so, didn't know what was going to happen to where when I got a deal, I got signed to Capitol Records in 2008, which is what
off of the internet
here, off the internet.
Okay.
They used to delete my videos.
Dumbass.
So I would post something and they would delete it because they couldn't monetize
it. They couldn't monetize.
Who would delete it? YouTube?
No, the label.
Capitol Records.
The label would delete it?
Yeah.
Because
they didn't understand it either. At the
Time. I know exactly what you're talking about because at that time I had done a new deal right around that same time. And same thing, because I got it started off of a street record.
Gotcha.
And they were like, nah, we got to pull this because we can't make money off of it. You know, they didn't look at it as a promotional tool. It was a cease and
because
desist.
Because everything was one track minded back then. Like in order for... No, well, I mean, now it's like everything contributes to the pot, right? Once they started, you know, once they got into this 360 space, then it became like, okay, all things can kind of pour into this. But even like when I had the Shots Fired record and we're going into TGT, we got to shut that down because the focus has to be not thinking that all of that can add to... But yeah, just
your
saying
brand,
I understand the time.
He just wanted to turn up. Nigga wanted to be in the club.
First of all, shouts out to Chris Brown. We were turning up. Okay. I was in the clubs. I was trapping. All right. I was respected in the trap. You understand what I'm saying? I was the oldest person in the trap.
The OG.
But I was having a good time.
Yeah, still, I've never had that experience still.
What, the club?
I couldn't go outside. I don't even know what I'm... Listen, my friends right now are like, girl, you need to go outside. I'm okay with being at home.
So, you already know. I went on Breakfast Club talking about how I had never been even on vacation. So, I'm all with that.
I'm
like
inside.
That for the club.
He's the epitome inside. Yeah, just come to my house.
I turned the house up, though.
When we pull up and it's like too much to try to get inside, I'll be like, it's fine. Let's go home. I'm the king of that.
Oh, you know what? It wasn't no parking. Where's valet? It wasn't no parking. I'll see y'all later.
Go home.
I don't get it. I'm chasing the cracking.
He's tracing all
I'm
of
chasing
the cracking.
Cracking. If it's a line outside, call me. Call me. I'm going to be in the line, but I can't wait till we get in here. Ooh.
Yeah.
I just, the thought of people and sweat, and it just doesn't.
So when you got, you know what? Sweat. Now you had to throw sweat in there.
Because it'd be sweaty, you know.
It's
I don't like
it's
it.
It's liquid excitement.
excitement.
So you kind of get out the house, I guess, in a sense. At this point, you get signed to Capitol, and now you're in L.A.
L.A., first 2 years, I went crazy because you know what happens. Like, you know, you have nothing. And then now all of a sudden it's like, so I had that.
Did you buy rims? Because he bought rims.
I bought a lot of stuff that I don't have nothing to show for.
I bought rims and I tipped really well at the strip club. I did really well. They knew my name. I would walk into the strip club and Michelle Triple X.
Tank is in the building.
Michelle Triple X and Trish would say, that boy is in here.
Oh.
That man is in here. And they'd carve out a space for me at the front. And we'd lift this offering.
He had no idea he was being scammed. He had no idea.
I'm still learning. Even care? I don't know about strip club culture. I don't know anything.
I could show you.
No.
She got enough money.
I'm okay.
She can donate a little offering.
I can donate a little offering.
The dancers, it's just your tithes and offerings. The dancers are what make this world go round.
Okay.
Whether they be professional or whether they be underground. This is, we're talking about.
I thought this was R&B money.
Yeah, it was R&B.
It is. I wrote my first probably 100 songs when I came to L.A. What's that one strip club? It's called
Deja Vu.
Hold on. Okay, now see, this is what I do know. L.A. strip club's not the same as Atlanta.
They were different.
They had a different vibe.
L.A. had a time when there was Peanuts and Legs.
These are names of strip clubs.
Oh. Peanuts was the strip club that
you couldn't get in.
You couldn't get into.
Yeah. Men couldn't get into.
Men couldn't get in.
Only women could go.
I don't know nothing about none of this.
You had to be literally someone to get into.
If you were a man.
Peanuts. If you were a man.
It's all women. All women.
Okay.
All women. Yeah. It was a blessed event. Only God himself could have curated.
God don't got nothing to do with this.
All good and perfect things come from the Lord. The Lord made these women.
Okay, you're right. You're right about that.
And he said, what did he say on the seventh day? It is good. He didn't say it? Thank you, sir. Thank you.
He waiting on somebody to hit the organ.
I only need one coastline.
He waiting on somebody to hit the organ.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Okay, oh so God. LA.
Wild out.
For 2 years, wilding, working though. Mm-hmm. And
working, you mean like writing?
Writing. Well, because so what happened, I got signed to Capitol and I'm just like, yay, you know, doing whatever. And was signed to this management company. Long story short, I end up doing this very, very pop Katy Perry 2.0 song. And it went top 40, and I went on this whole crazy radio tour. And I'm just happy to be here. Like, I had no idea that I had a choice as an artist that I could say no. I wrote the record, you know, so I'm just like, well, of course it's me because I wrote it.
Right.
Horrible. The backlash was that when it didn't do what everybody thought it was going to do, immediately it was like, you know, throw her in the trash. She's no good.
Off one song.
One song.
Yeah.
So I never got a second single. The album came out, which please don't go look it up.
You know they are. You know they're
gonna
go look it up.
I'm not going to tell you what it was.
People look up my freaky video all the time. I try to get them not to.
It's just so cringe. It's cringy. It's like,
we have those moments.
It's part of the path.
Yeah. But we'll just, you know, fast forward past this part. And so the record didn't do what they thought it was going to do. And I was faced with having to possibly go back to Florida. And I really didn't want to do that. So randomly ended up on tour, on the OMG tour with Akon and Usher.
Hmm.
And I was supposed to be writing in the, Akon had like a, like a attachment to his tour bus that was a studio.
A studio.
And so I was supposed to be in there writing, but it only worked for like a week, and then it was broken. It was supposed to be getting fixed, and
yeah, those so tour bus studios don't be work. Yeah,
I just ended up being his second assistant, so it was like me and his sister Khadi, and we were just on tour all summer. And so that summer, I decided, yeah, I don't want to go home after this. I want to keep doing this. And this is back when PROs were giving out advances.
Mm-hmm.
So I got an advance from my PRO, which is like ASCAP BMI.
Mm-hmm.
And I started writing songs.
And CSAC.
Oh, yeah, CSAC. Sorry.
They be getting left out.
I mean, like, they gotta do more events.
They be cutting checks, too.
And people, you know.
Listen, the Brian Michael Cox events, be, you know, he stands in front of it.
Well,
shout him out.
Sitting. Sorry.
Well, me personally, I'm ASCAP. So.
Listen, ASCAP with you, baby.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm not going to say who I am because, you know, highest bidder. Go ahead. About this business.
I get a check. I come out here and I start writing. So immediately I get like Who Says Selena Gomez, California King Bear Rihanna.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Don't Wake Me Up, Chris Brown. Like Madonna.
Yeah.
I'm telling the story. No,
talk your shit. Keep going.
So basically,
because we're going, as you do, you just have to pour something. Keep going. Pour the liquor on top of it. Come on, keep going.
So I wrote.
You
a
wrote
lot
more
of
than
songs.
That.
I did.
Yeah.
But,
tell
know,
us
I had
goddamn
a
songs.
String
of hits.
You know.
Yeah.
But it's because my ratio was so crazy. I would go to the studio. I was going doing 5 sessions a day, writing at least 2 songs in every session every day. I was doing that.
For how long?
For about 2 years.
Straight.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Every day.
Every single day. From
and
like
y'all
10
say y'all really want this shit.
Y'all say y'all
you
working
say
hard.
You say you working hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do the math.
2 songs in 5 sessions a day.
Every single day.
That's 10. 365.
It ain't working.
Times 2.
It ain't working.
Every day.
Every day.
They're not working.
Mm-hmm. And then I would come home. I was so broke that I would put the tissue and like the fruit from the fruit bowl in my backpack and come home.
Oh, it's yours. Like, yours at the studio.
Yeah, but I mean.
No, I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I was grocery shopping at the studio.
At the studio.
And I did that for 2 years living at the Oakwoods over there in Barham.
So Oakwoods on you hadn't done a publishing deal at all?
Yes, I had.
So you had a publishing deal and you had done a deal with the PRO too?
I had a publishing deal and a record deal that were together. Never do that.
Ah, come on. Give them the information. Give them the information.
My first four R&B Money Podcast. First of all, I've been doing this since 2008. So that just lets you know I've been doing this for long enough to have like renegotiated my deals several times. But my first deal was horrible. And I had a production company. And my production company's lawyer made more money than me on my first deal.
Most people's do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, it wasn't just you. Most people's do.
I mean, you know, you don't know any better.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was I've been ran out of money. Like I ran out of money the first 6 months.
So tell me this. In all transparency, did you read the contract?
Yeah, but I don't know lawyer jargon.
No, but I'm just saying because
absolutely
because some people don't.
Yeah.
Some people go straight to the advanced pages.
Did you read it to understand it?
Ah. I read it.
Yeah, okay.
But also, I read it at 2 a.m. in a Kinko's.
I'm signing this.
You know.
Show me where the money part is. Just highlight the money part. Okay, all right, you know, that works.
Like,
that works.
The production company dude sitting there like, let me know if you want me to explain something. You know what I'm saying? It's clearly you know that I can't understand this. And I don't know that you know that. I'm just excited. So, you know, hey, I was 19.
But we like to paint that full picture.
Yeah.
We like people to have an understanding of how these things work. And hopefully the Priscilla that's coming, the money that's coming, sees this and says, you know what? I'm not going to sign it at 2 a.m. I'm going to wake up tomorrow.
In the Kinko's.
Can I leave the Kinko's?
Which is now the
FedEx. You know what I mean? Because that's...
In hindsight, FedEx, right, the me today now understands that I would not be here
if it wasn't for King
Kong. Without those moments.
Okay.
And I think, honestly, to be real, there's unknown unknowns, things that you have no clue that you don't know. There's things that you know you don't know, and there's things you know. Most times when you're 19, like, I'm still learning every day how the music business works and how, and the if, when, you know, like, which is basically like, until a situation happens, you don't understand how it can apply to you. So there's just certain things that time and experience cannot, you can't cheat it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And also, I'm not condoning it. It's wrong to take advantage of people. But you have to look at it like now on the other side of it, doing what we did independently and being owning the label and paying for everything and hiring people. I understand the business side
and the investment.
Like, when I pay for something, you damn right I own it. Yes, right. I do.
Yeah, you want to know what the ROI is. You want to know what your return of investment is, and you want to put yourself in a more advantageous spot when you're willing to put up your money.
Yes,
and then you understand where the labels are coming from.
But the thing that gets lost is the human factor, and people start looking at you as product and not living, breathing, you know, essence. And that's the problem. It's like, we never want to make people feel like, you know, a common struggle that as Black people, we understand you want what I can offer you, but you don't want me. So we don't want to keep doing that. That's the pattern that I would like to break. I refuse to sign people if I can't really take care of them.
You can't really invest in them.
Yeah.
Wholeheartedly. I think that the sensitivity part in that aspect kind of went out the window when there were no longer creatives in charge. Because creatives have a certain sensitivity to artists, to producers, as to writers, as the human beings that they are, and how personal this is to them. Because this is, I mean, we operate it from a business standpoint because we know the business now, but in reality, this is personal. This is what I have to do. I was born, designed to do this. And anybody trying to take this away from me in any way, shape, or form, we gonna have a problem.
It does begin to feel a little invasive, like, you know, you're trying to get in between me and Source. Like, you know, I was reading this book. I believe it's called, it's called The Secret of Secrets or The Magic in Your Mind, but it's the same author, UL S. Anderson. And it talks about your talent in a way that really resonated with me. It says that the talent is God and his opportunity. You using your talent is God's opportunity to shine through you. So it's like when other people try to manage that, you're trying to control God, you know, and you can't do that. That's why it feels so wrong. It's like I'm channeling. I'm just free, you know, free flowing, whatever, you know, sometimes I don't even make it to my brain. It just comes out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And you come in trying to tell me what to do with it. I don't even know what's about to happen. How can you tell me what to do with this that I'm just the vessel for? You know, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think people really respect what we do, like the gift, because it is a gift. It's like they don't respect it enough. There's not enough reverence for it. Because if there were, you wouldn't judge. Like, I don't judge people's expression. I might not like it. But, you know, who am I to say that it's whack?
Right. You know? But I think that it goes into the position that you play in it. Because we all understand as creatives that we can't do the business of it by ourselves. We can create. Mm-hmm. We can make the song. We can sing the song. We can produce whatever. All of those parts. But to actually do the business side of it and help it become, and I use the word help very, very strongly, because that is what we do need in our business. We do need people's help. We do need business minds. We need their help. We don't always need their opinions and all the other things that go into that, but we need their help to get it to where we ultimately want it to be. And I think what happens is what comes along with that help is if I can give my opinion, they feel more vested. They feel more like they were a part of it than just, I just grabbed it with something you already had and I did a little bit. And people like to be able to say, no. You know what? I told them to turn this word into that word, or listen, you know what I mean? I helped him create this plan.
Success has many fathers. Failure is an orphan. If I could make a list of all the people who made ours and ours successful,
oh yeah,
I'm finding out new names.
I'm like, who?
I'm like, that's so crazy. Yeah. But then, you know, my Virgo mind, I'm like, well, maybe you did do something.
Right.
And thank you. But I know what I did. And I know, I have a knowledge all the time. It's like, okay, if I plant the seed, I harvested the fruit that the seed came from. I planted the seed. I tilled the soil. I watered it. I fertilized it. I went out there and tended the field. I can't take it away from the sun, that the sun shined on it. Helped it grow.
Yeah.
And I can't take away from the rain and the clouds that they rained, you know. I'm not going to take that from you. But if I didn't put it down there, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like that. It's like it all works together. It's all symbiosis. I'm not mad. But it do be kind of be corny sometimes. Like, you didn't help me. But you didn't really help me.
It's a form of currency for them.
Yeah.
Yes, social currency. Yeah,
it's a form of currency to be able to, you know, when you are the conversation, to be able to be a part of that conversation.
It's so frustrating, though, man, because it's like you said, I've been doing this since 2008. Begging, literally begging people, like, please, like, I'm telling you, just give me a shot. You know, I got these songs.
Yeah.
And I wasn't ready. I didn't have the vision that I have now. But I've seen people help people with less.
Of course.
So I just didn't understand why not me? Like, you know, it took for me to step outside, go find people who weren't even working in the business anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And just be like, hey, would you come back and
rock with me?
Like, help me out. Like, let's do this thing together. January 2020 started the label. My husband, two old friends of mine, Rashad, he knows, like, I know him since I was 17. Had to go outside the business to find help because for 10 years, every time I would get the balls to try to make a project, I write these songs and I get a phone call. Oh, blank artist wants the song.
Yeah.
Why are you playing my records?
So
how did they even hear?
They weren't. You weren't even sending them out for people to get them that way.
The producers were.
Yeah.
Saying, "Oh yeah, I work on your stuff."
Yeah. Come on.
And I show up.
Speak on that.
Because they knew you had the gas, but also there's the part that people really don't know is that the producer, for some odd reason, has the right to move your records without the writer's permission.
Well, I'll say this: they don't really have the right. What they have is the piece, the master, right?
And they
because
have
there's
the
copywriter, there's the copyright, which is the top line, mm-hmm. and the writer is not a part of the master. The artist is.
Yeah.
So the master is what's being sold. So that's where the power lies.
But that's
and the producer. That's what the producer has. The producer but they don't have permission to take my song. You don't.
They technically do.
Well, if you have,
it's not morally right.
I'll say this: as a songwriter, you don't have the nuts to go and tell an A-list artist, yeah, you pay for that beat. I'm taking my song and I'm doing
out.
Something else with it. You don't have the nuts to do that because if you do that, you will never get called again. And the peanut is so scraps what you're making that you just be happy to get a chicken wing. You know? But technically...
No. If it gets full tech, you're absolutely right.
You don't
the
have
technicalities,
permission. You didn't have my permission.
Everybody has to be in line.
Because think about it. Think about it, though.
If you say, like, what does he owe you? He owes you your publishing, right?
Okay, if take away payment, you don't got to pay me nothing. If you get a sync license, don't you got to get it cleared? Don't you? Mm-hmm. What's the split?
Absolutely.
Who's going to approve the split? You approve of my split? You don't have permission to do that. It gets tricky.
It does. It does.
It does get tricky.
It does.
But more times than not, a producer has moved the song without a writer even knowing it, way more so than a writer moving a song.
I think
without a producer.
And this is also, you know, psychology comes into play here because most of the time, I'll say it this way, there aren't a lot of female producers.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of female songwriters. There's male songwriters too, but there's a lot of female songwriters. That dynamic plays a part.
And I think it's also how you identify it, because you take somebody like Missy Elliott.
Mm-hmm. But she ain't recording on your stuff.
But when Missy Elliott steps in the room, she's automatically a producer.
Yeah.
But she also had the protection of her co-writers to make sure that she could be established like that. It's a partnership.
Well, it was her. Yeah. It was also her success and her understanding the power imbalance or balance and creating. Like, think about this. Like, we always talk about how do you make a record? Who is singing the record from top to bottom and making it what it is, right? And so some producers, some beat makers aren't producers.
Mm-hmm. Most.
They're beat makers,
mm-hmm.
right? And then someone like Money Long comes in and takes that beat and turns it into an entire song from top to bottom where you line for line with the artist and this, no, do it that way, make it like this. Ooh, can you drop the beat out and put that here? Okay, yeah, if you could just make the bass do something really crazy right here when we get to the bridge, now you've produced
mm-hmm.
the song, mm-hmm. which I think more songwriters, as they start coming to the table and sitting down at that front desk, need to be mindful of.
Well, I'm just going to speak from my seat,
mm-hmm.
is that doing all of that and doing all the backgrounds and arranging and vocal producing and the artist leaves all my vocals on and I'm not getting a sound exchange, all these things, right?
Yeah.
The issue, my issue is that I did not have the support of my co-writers.
Mm.
To make sure that when the business goes down, because they're not calling me, they're calling you, producer.
Mm.
When the business goes down, you make sure I'm straight. Business affairs telling me I'm not a producer, even though I produced.
Mm.
That was my struggle. Like, and it happened to me so many times where I would wake up and I would have a top 10 song on iTunes and didn't even know. It just happened.
It just happened?
We're not going to talk about it. Literally woke up. My name is in the credits.
So, in that, like you said, because at the space you're at now, how, for you personally, how do you get in front of it?
I just stop. I'm not going to allow myself to be taken advantage of that way anymore.
Meaning you won't do any writing for anyone?
No, I'm not. Because if this is my superpower, mm-hmm. why am I sharing my superpower with people who don't respect me, who don't care about me, who are essentially, you know, the villains in my story? Why am I going to keep complaining about it? Just stop showing up. Just use the superpower for people who respect. Are willing to pour into me. Right. And all I've ever wanted was to be respected and to, like, enjoy my gift.
Yeah. So I would say, why not create your super team with your superpower?
Yeah, it's in the process.
That's, yes. You know what I mean? Instead yeah. of, you know, because I would personally, because I'm, yes, you're my friend. I've known you for years, but I'm also a fan of what you do as an artist, but also as a songwriter. So to hear you say, I'm just going to stop, that's disheartening to me. To you mean, you know what I mean? Because
just the word.
I'm a songwriter too. We're all songwriters.
Yeah.
When we stop doing those things, like I've had people tell me this when it comes to me and being an artist. They're like, well, nigga, you don't want to sing. I feel that way about songwriters too.
Well, just raw, you know, from my heart. There are a lot of people who have been in my story over the years. Not one person has made sure that I was protected.
But now you're the protector.
Yes. So if it continues, it's my fault.
I agree.
I'm not blaming anybody. Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at anybody. Mm-hmm. But there are people who are in position. You know, I have a publishing deal. I had lawyers. I had managers.
They weren't
wanted
fighting
the
for you.
Money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. You know?
Yeah.
I can't be mad at that. It's a business. But I'm a human.
Absolutely. Yeah. First.
So,
first.
But I think that
I have
moves.
PTSD. I'm not gonna lie.
No. You definitely have it. But I think, you know, people who are damaged in such a way only really have two options. They can either repeat the cycle,
or change it.
Mm-hmm. or change grow it. And find a better way to do things.
Yeah. Because you've earned your spot now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've earned your spot. Like we can go down the list of our own experiences or other people's experiences of that first bad contract, that first, whatever. These situations, somebody saying they wrote a song, you don't even remember them being in the room with you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just, mm-hmm. it gets tricky. We've seen it all. And what we understand is that our talent kept us here. Our gift kept us here. Our, you know, our personalities. And just like you're saying, you starting off this episode the way you did, I would have never expected you to say that. I've never expected you to say that. And it was just a good feeling for us, for even to be that person or to be one of the people there that made you feel welcome. So we look at it like, okay, when we get our shot, mm-hmm. we will do it differently. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you're at the space now. Well, you can do it differently.
Mm. Yes.
There's a responsibility that comes along with that. Mm-hmm. And it's going and I'm gonna tell you because
headache.
We deal with it. Some motherfucking headaches that come along with trying to do right and help people out. And yeah. because some yeah. people
they don't get it.
Not even that they don't get it. Some people like getting beat on.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I mean, you know, I just had this conversation last night. I had a moment yesterday morning where I was like, am I really ready to accept that I don't have to have drama? Am I ready yeah. to accept that I can live a soft life and have like luxury and like have success and not be like,
I just learned that term.
Soft life.
The soft life. Just learned that term.
Soft life. Yeah, like, am I really okay with not feeling guilty that I bust my ass and did it? And like, because I had some people literally quit like 2 months before my song blew up.
Oh, shit.
Quit. Am I okay with that? I'm like, You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I really am okay. Like, I'm fine. You know, I don't have any grudges. And it's like I'm breaking this cycle of, you hurt me, you did me wrong. Because I did tell those stories. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, wanting somebody to just be like, dang.
Yeah.
You know, pat me on the back.
Yeah.
But now it's like, well, what does the next 10 years look like?
Yeah.
For me? Mm-hmm. And it started with me just deciding to invest in myself. And then, you know, I'm still, like before we started filming, I said I'm still recalibrating to what life means now. After, you know, the song blew up in 6 days. Yeah. It only took 6 days.
It took me about 10 seconds of listening to Mike J sing it. Because I was completely in the union. And listen, we'll tell the story. But I was completely in the dark. It goes from me going on Mike J's page and him singing, and I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I was like, man, what the fuck? I called him. I'm like, hey, nigga, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, nigga, you ain't heard this record. This is Money Long. I'm like, wait, Money. Priscilla?
Yeah.
And he's like, yes, nigga. I'm like, no fucking way.
That's the reaction that 90%.
Because everyone knew you are. You know what I mean? From our within our industry, you had already established yourself as such a force,
mm-hmm.
and had so many great records that it was already like, oh yeah, but no, I hadn't heard it. You know what I mean? And me calling you and being like, listen, you got something. This is whatever you do with it, you got it. It's special in 10 seconds.
It's crazy, too, because at that particular moment, we were fatigued.
I'm sure.
We were so fatigued. We had been doing it for 2 years, and we were just like, you need another deposit? How much? You know?
Yes.
Yeah, I was trying to decide if we were going to go to radio, and it was just like,
So you were funding all of this through your songwriting?
Yes.
Through the money you've made songwriting?
Mm-hmm.
You said, so...
A decade
though, for like 10 straight years though, because mm-hmm. you were putting out projects in mm-hmm. those times.
There was only 1 year that I didn't have any placements, but I had a hit song every year for like 9 years.
God was making sure you was all right.
Champagne,
yeah.
Is this more champagne?
Yeah, it's definitely more champagne. Okay. I'm sure they got some more.
It's true.
Tank keeps some champagne. And
keep a little toast.
And she gonna keep pouring it too.
9 years in the row.
Yeah.
Of hit records.
Of hit records.
People understand that that's not normal.
That is not normal.
That's not regular.
That is not normal.
Okay.
That's not normal.
You know, I definitely feel blessed to be able to say that because, like, you know, even I still haven't celebrated.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong,
and asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
I know you know a lot about R&B, so I want to see what you really know. See where you really are in this new segment called Top 5. We're going to have theme music soon.
Can't afford it right now.
Yeah.
We still getting that $22.
Your top 5 R&B artists, male or female, from any time, dead or alive.
Avant.
Ooh.
Come on.
Come on, Avant. That's my guy.
I love Avant, man.
I'm going to say Faith.
Yeah.
I had that cassette. I had the cassette. My ex, just talking about other people, he bought me the cassette.
Wow.
It's a gift. Keep going.
Aaliyah.
Don't even do that to me.
And this might cause some little uproar because a lot of people might not consider it R&B, but Destiny's Child.
What?
Why wouldn't they?
You kidding?
Because
me?
They're pop.
The highest selling
because
R&B
they're popular.
Highest
R&B listen, selling hey, girls group of all times, right? Am I saying this correctly?
My favorite,
from my knowledge, they are
R&B album is Destiny Fulfilled. Look, he over there so proud. Like, listen, one of my friends thinks he is Beyonce. Loves Beyonce.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that. So I said, what I say? Avant, mm-hmm. Faith, mm-hmm. Aaliyah, mm-hmm. Destiny's Child.
Yeah. Love that.
I'm going to say Whitney.
Oof.
Great way to round it out.
Yeah.
Love Whitney. Yeah. I'd love that you said Avant.
Songwriting is crazy.
I love that you
playlist
said
playlist full of Avant.
Vibe
songs.
Just mastered. Yeah. He mastered his vibe early. Man. Was locked in.
He's really like an incredible songwriter.
I didn't get it for a long time. Because we were rivals. We were all on the same shows together, you know what I'm saying? And I'm taking my shirt off and doing the most, and he's not. You know what I'm saying? But his song is still getting great reaction. I'm like, what is going on? What is he doing? Why is it working? And I just had to stop and really listen to what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, he nice.
Yeah, he nice.
He nice.
He just got the captions before it was a thing he had, you know?
For sure.
Sick of your stupid ass. And you're like, come on.
Yeah.
He's nice. Shout out to my brother. Okay, here we go. I'm not done. Top 5 is still here. Top 5. R&B songs.
At Your Best. Ooh. The Aaliyah version.
Mm.
Contagious.
Mm. Me and my sister sing that every Taylor. Thanksgiving.
Word for word.
Everything. What? I be singing multiple why. Parts. Have you seen the little white man and the black lady singing it at like a gas station.
I did see that.
Oh man, you guys, they acting
that.
It out and everything.
Me, you
I'm not gonna say what they own. They own something. They definitely been tooting.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's Contagious.
And I didn't know that was. I heard that Shantae Moore, right? Shut.
Yes.
Shut up! Yeah, don't you see two mans is talking?
Contagious, yes. Yeah. Okay. At your best, Contagious. I'm going to say Butterflies.
Mm, amazing record.
Michael.
Amazing. Shout out to Marsha.
Come on, Marsha.
I'm going to say Officially Missing You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's one last one. You Don't Have to Call.
Wow. I don't know what it is about that song.
Yeah.
But every after time tonight, that song comes on.
As soon as that nigga say that.
And you know, I have to be in the car.
I was going to say Superstar. But I just, you know, I'm into jams right now.
Have you been to the show in Vegas?
No, yeah, you got to go. Yeah, he's turning up.
This is homework. Team, take her to the Usher show.
Isn't it about to be over?
No.
Oh. Look at you shaking your head.
You trying to find
you
out?
No.
You
just don't want to go outside. They said it's over. Didn't they say it's
you
over?
You are going to the Usher show. Sit on the couches in the middle.
Okay.
Or the section right above the couches. Sound guy, he's mixing right there above you. That's where the sound is.
Well, we are going to Vegas next week.
I think this week. I don't think they're there right now. Are they?
I'm not sure.
I don't think they're right now. But you have.
It's fine. Team?
Yeah. All right.
Usher.
Not y'all nodding.
Yeah. We ganging up on you now. Okay. We're the phone police. We're going to make sure you get out on these streets.
Okay, so that's the top five there.
That's top five there. Okay. I'm going to build R&B Voltron. Okay? We're going to build the best R&B singer you can build. From the vocals, from the performance style, to the styling, to the passion of the artist. Who are you getting the vocals from to build your R&B artist?
Who am I going to take? Ooh.
Who the lead singer?
Mm-hmm.
Who is the lead singer?
Who got it?
Kelly Price.
Yeah.
You're trying to whoop a nigga.
I'm taking Kelly's vocals for sure. Because she knows how to stack.
Kelly be whooping.
She knows how to stack.
Have you ever just talked to Kelly Price?
No, I did work with her, though, before.
She's so smart. She's very, very tuned into her gift.
Mm.
Like, I've watched her lead background singers into a special place that they weren't at until she started talking and leading them. And it just got special real fast.
I can believe that.
Sheesh,
okay. I don't know why. I just want to scream out, Kelly, take this phone. But
Kelly, take his phone! He was my love. Okay. Keep going. Okay. We got the vocal from Kelly Price. Good Lord Almighty. Okay. Performance style on stage.
Vocals is Kelly Price. The performance is Janet. Ain't nobody touching her. Like she's
talk about
she's
it.
The originator.
She's
talk
it.
About it.
She's the originator.
She's it.
She's the originator.
What you had something to say? Your Beyonce.
They're gonna stab you in the car.
Beyonce came from somewhere.
Yeah, came so Kelly Price with Janet.
Okay.
Ooh, Kelly Price Janet.
Golly. Styling, what you want the artist to look like?
Sierra, but Sierra Wilson.
Okay. I see where you're
going
with
this.
I see
what you did there.
Yeah, I see where you're going
with
this.
I like what you did there.
Yeah. Very fly.
Very fly.
Very rich.
Very rich. Fly.
Refined.
Okay. Hey.
Still do a little leg if you need to see it.
Because it's in shape.
Because it's in shape leg.
Yeah.
Exclusive pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Classy, eating well. Clean.
She's eating well. Diet is good.
The money's long.
Yeah.
I see what you did.
Yeah.
See, I see what you did.
Who are you getting the passion from? The heart of the artist?
Diddy.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah, hey,
you
listen.
Are not wrong. Yeah, you talk about a nigga that's gonna get to it.
He gonna get to it.
Who gonna get to it? Yeah,
he got a different type of passion.
Kelly voice, Janet performing, stage presence, Sierra Wilson styling. Diddy's passion.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. When he wants something,
he going to get it.
Yeah, going
after it.
Get it. Period. And everybody around him might as well get on board. Sheesh. I like what you did there.
Yeah, that's a dope Voltron.
I like what you did there.
That's it? That's
not like my segment.
No, that ain't it.
That ain't it, though.
That ain't it, though.
Yeah,
ain't it, though. It. You got through that. Yeah. You got through that.
Okay.
But we, you know, we hit it.
Jump on it.
Yeah. Got this you know, it's a segment. It's called I Ain't Saying No Names.
It's very important.
The story can either be funny or fucked up or funny and fucked up. The only rule is you can't say no names. Mm. Get your shit off, okay? Yeah. Get your shit off.
Yeah. Introduce it all. Introduce it.
This is Money Long's I Ain't Saying No Names.
Okay. Well, this particular person grew up loving superhero to me. And so when I met them, highly disappointed. This person really just wanted me for my songs. I wanted to, you know, be mentored. Like, you know, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Several run-ins where we just did not gel at one point. You know, I walk into this room and they start screaming, "You're a fake ass bitch," like wilding, and I'm just like, "Oh, everybody knows who this person is," so it was very embarrassing. So I just tend to stay away. Every time I see this person outside, I stay away. So fast forward to this Grammy party, we have similar team. Without saying too much because it'll give it away, but we have a similar team. We're at this place. And I feel these eyes. I feel like I'm being stared at. I'm standing in my circle. I'm talking. And I look. Sure enough. Grilling me. Eyes grilling me. Just. So I kind of like hide, you know, behind the person that I was talking to. And I'm like, is this really happening? You know what? So I do it again. Look, same thing. Ice grilling me. And that's how the night went. You know.
You used to go from here to here?
Literally, I'm moving around the room and I keep feeling the eyes until it got to a place where, you know, there's some people in this business or in the world, really, who just cannot stand not being recognized. Like the "don't you know who I am" energy. It was very much that. It was like, okay, well, I followed you around this whole party. You're not going to acknowledge me, even though I'm looking you dead in your eyes. Now I'm going to stand right in front of you, you know, and I'm not going to speak to you. I'm not going to say nothing to you. I'm just going to look at you. And yeah, it was very, very, very awkward. I didn't say nothing either. I was just like, this cannot be real. This is a real
all-night stare off.
All the entire party literally followed me around the first floor. I go upstairs, follow me up there. Like, yeah. And this is one of my heroes.
This business will do that to you sometimes.
Very disappointing. So now I just don't even want to meet nobody.
No, stop. No, stop.
I'm just being honest.
You
I don't.
Still got to meet.
You remember how nice that guy was when you met him?
There are a lot of people like
that. Yeah, but I mean, I feel like you met me. Like, you know what I'm saying? You offered your energy first.
But there are a lot of people like us.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of people like us.
Like, imagine if I would have went up to you and you was like, not right now. Then I would have had a totally different story.
It would have been the same energy.
Okay, but you're you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's not like that.
Be open to people being like us. Nah, champ. I'm good.
Yeah.
We're going to make sure we outside when you outside.
Yeah, we're going to be outside when you outside. We're going to help.
We're going to start making sure we outside when you
that
outside.
Probably
like,
help.
Hey, you outside.
And they start staring.
Yeah, no.
You got a problem here?
It was very, very awkward.
Well, listen. You are doing a thing. You are living out a real dream. and not just yours, all the people that are connected to you, that are cheering for you, that are being inspired by you, that will eventually want to not even just buy a ticket, but want to be you at some point. You are living a dream. You are a living dream. And we salute you. We give you flowers. We give you ammunition. We give you encouragement. We give you brotherhood. Anything you need, we got you.
Thank you.
We got you.
Thank you rock so with you for real.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Come on now. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this has been the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B. Yeah. We're going to have some fun in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, Money Long.
R&B Money.
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/R&B Money.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.